Representative Burkhart?
Here.
Representative Larson?
Here.
Representative Schwartz?
Here.
Representative Summers?
Here.
Representative Walters?
Here.
Representative Wilson?
Here.
Senator Dockstader?
Here.
Senator Driscoll?
Here.
Senator Hastert? Senator Hastert? Senator Landon?
Here.
Co-Chairman Nicholas? Chairman Burns?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Turn on your mic, please.
With regards to the governor's request to take $104 million out of the LSRA in order to fill up the BRA, I would move that we, on the governor's request, that we a do pass on the governor's request as proposed. And the that's just the motion.
Moved and seconded, and that is to take $105 million from the LSRA and put it into the budget reserve account.
It's not to take 105. It's and there's no number on it. Right now it's roughly 60, 65.
To fill it back up to 105.
Yeah, to allow it to refill to the amount is the motion.
All right. You've heard the motion. You've heard the second. Representative Larson.
So just a question, Mr. Chair. Yesterday we voted to put $12 million as a contingency fund for reimbursement on the Title 25 funds. We passed that. Does that now automatically roll into where that can be taken out of this BRA account, or have we added the BRA account and the $12 million?
And so what I'd like to do is move on this motion first, and then I want to bring that back to the floor. So and we can discuss that when we get to it. Okay.
Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
And Mr. Chair,
that motion passes. Mr. Vice Chair. Mr. Co-Chair.
My next motion is we pass the Title 25 to designate $12 million for the governor in the BRA amount. I would like to reconsider that. And does that take a motion to bring it back up?
I think it would.
Okay, I would move that we reconsider it.
Second.
You've heard the motion. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, what I'd like to do is is deny the governor's request to earmark a certain amount of dollars for Title 25, being $12 million. The fact of the matter is that with those funds in the BRA, he has the ability to do it. There's no reason to earmark an amount. And so I would suggest that we simply, now that he has a backfill for emergency situations, he has that capability. And to put a number on it, I just think is misleading. And it also may be directive. And it's not something that we want to do. So that's the motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. You have that? We're rescinding the authorization for the $12 million for the for Title 25 with the acknowledgement that the governor can take it out of the budget reserve account if he needs it. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion passes. And I think that finishes up the governor's letters.
Mr. Chairman, it finishes the governor's letters, but we do have the superintendent's letter.
All right. You have the superintendent's letter asking to the supplemental budget increase of $72,550,995. Is there a motion?
I would move it for discussion, and I'd like to have.
It's been moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
I would just like a little clarification from Don on how the amount was derived, and what the status of the bill is and what would happen to that figure if the bill that's currently in the House passes.
Mr. Chairman, this total in the superintendent's letter is $72,550,995. That is a combination of the change in assessed valuation since last year's session concluded, primarily due to the downturn in coal production and natural gas prices. It also incorporates lower enrollment numbers, a number of internal model calculations, including experience levels of K-12 personnel. In addition, House Bill 38, School Finance, the Interfund Borrowing Legislation, has passed the House. That provides $35.5 million. So technically, this $72 million could be reduced to $37,050,995. However, generally, we LSO would either make them contingent upon each other, like you have, or keep the $72 million in the legislation and potentially, as House Bill 38 moves through the process, make an amendment on the floor.
Thank you.
Is this also subject to any legislation that may pass altering the amount?
Mr. Chairman.
That would be for the next bargaining.
Mr. Chairman, I think there are ideas. I don't know if there is actual legislation that would change the model for fiscal year 18. If any of those ideas come to fruition and there is a bill that changes the model, whether it's class size or consolidation or whatever, this number would change.
And where is this money coming from?
Mr. Chairman, it's coming from the School Foundation program, and I would say technically it is drawing down on the $100 million reserve.
Okay, so the motion that we'd be looking for would be for the entire $72 million figure contingent upon, is it House Bill 38 passing?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. That's a possibility. You could do it without the contingency, or you could do it with the contingency.
The result's going to be the same.
At the end of the day, the result will be the same.
Is there a motion? Senator Landon.
I would make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that contingent upon bills moving through the process, additional funding being made available, et cetera, that we approve a supplemental budget request to address the shortfall in the school foundation program of up to $72,550,995. That would be my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion passes. Any other letters from anybody? Don?
Mr. Chairman, just a clarification on the prior governor's letter number 4. You did fill the budget reserve account of $104 million. But to be clear, the governor cannot access those funds for the state PEN or the Title 25 or any other non-appropriated purpose.
Right. As a matter of fact, result of this is that every other part of that letter we've denied. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And I'm sure you have it on your agenda. I'm just why we have this the superintendent here before maybe she has to leave. At some point we need to discuss kind of that the other $100 million that exists out there that gets funded. Part of it is that revolving fund that's school foundation dollars and what we may want to pare back in those budgets to deal with the shortfall in school foundation dollars. So there's all of those things out there from the Department of Education has money that's funded through school foundation, the Youth Challenge Program. Mr. Chairman, you have a handout in your box. And at some point, I hope we have a discussion about whether we want to cut any of those budgets, in those school foundation dollars. So I think we've been talking about that, and I know the superintendent is here, so I don't know what your plans are, but at least she needs to know when we're going to probably have that discussion.
Well, I'm going to have to have a chat with that about the co-chair, with the co-chairs and staff, but my thinking is we're not going to, whenever we approach that, it won't be before next week.
Yeah, my estimation is that we'll be doing that through a bill process, and so, and not as part of a general budget concept. It won't be today.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We're moving on to, Mr. Co-Chair, you wanted to move on to the bills?
Yeah, I wanted to address the bills just because we've got some conceptual modifications to the drafts, and if we do that, I'd like the LSO, if it's we get your approval of the Senate side, we get the approval of the we can get LSO up and drafting. So
yes. So let's start with the game and fish. Well, actually, no. Let's start with
You want livestock or game and fish first?
You want
livestock.
Livestock first, all right. Okay, that's draft 17 LSO 0586.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Representative Summers.
So, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Mr. Chairman, This bill draft goes in and really changes the duties of brand inspectors as well as elimination of investigators. And that's not really what I want to see. I just want to see us take away the money for those investigator positions and leave the statute alone. At some point in time, if the livestock board chose to come back before the legislature and ask for a position out of other funds, I don't want to carve up these statutes. I do think I also would like to see an increase in their ability to move those fees from 20% to 25%, because I think then that will be a simple, easy way to cover what we have contemplated, which is moving half of those dollars in brand inspection to other funds. Before, they said if we moved all of the brand inspection dollars, it would take a 50% fee increase. So I think if we increase their authority to 25% a year, that will allow them to cover it. So basically, the bill that you see before us, I don't think is the right way to go. It changes too many things in the way the livestock board does business with brand inspectors. It gives authorities we don't want to give, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman. Senator Driscoll.
Chairman Burns, thank you. I wholly agree. I'd come to Don and visit about the very same thing, and I think we can just totally scrap this bill, eliminate the money and the positions, and if they choose internally to recreate an investigator position with their existing funding, so be it. You know, we leave them that flexibility right now. We'll take those positions out, create the new one, and still leave that framework there so that if they need be, if they feel like they want to have one, maybe they'll change a couple inspectors into another one. So,
and Mr. Chairman,
I'd recommend we just go ahead and scrap the bill.
And, Mr. Chairman, further, I just wanted to reiterate what the good senator said, that, you know, we want to move one position of those five to DCI, and, of course, in this bill, that it moves everything, it looks to me like, to DCI, so was not our intent. So if we could get a little more time to work on this, that would be great, Mr. Chairman.
So the instruction would be to raise it from 20% to 25%.
Yep.
To move one supervisor, I think it's the supervisor role in position, to DCI, mm-hmm. But then only defund the four other brand inspectors.
Four other.
I think there's five.
One vacant, four. Yeah, four others.
I think there's four regular and then the supervisors, five
yeah,
total.
Correct. So and then we need funds with that to go with them. They're going to need their pool vehicle, et cetera.
One position would go to DCI.
To DCI, yes, sir.
And with a percentage of 200 series along with it, go to 25%, and then we would defund the other four positions, but no other modifications to the bill.
I think Don and Don already have that in the budget bill, which
they're defunded. I mean, yeah.
So we don't need this bill at all for that.
Mr. Chairman, I would point your attention to two items. In addition to the 20 to 25% that is not in this legislation currently, but on page 2, lines 11 through 17, this provides the director of the Division of Criminal Investigation the authority to appoint agents, including livestock investigators. In the absence of this authority, individual would be a DCI agent that you have transferred, not an individual, as I understand it, who would be charged with livestock investigations.
So he needs that authority.
I would have the committee consider that, and then secondly.
So in other words, we can't scrap the entire bill. We've got to be able to put those sideboards when it goes to give the authority to DCI when it gets over there.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. And the second thing I would bring to your attention appears in Section 2 on page 10, lines 5 through 9. This is not necessary, but the committee may wish to contemplate how they feel about this, whether the property of the livestock investigators who had been employed with the livestock board, their computers, their desks, their vehicles, their copiers, et cetera, assigned weapons, whether that property should be passed on to DCI in this transfer. If not, this section is not needed. If so, this section is required.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Saunders.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. So on the let's go back to the first piece. So either we give them authority to create these, or we ask them to come back before us and create an FTE later on. And so that's the policy question. And I really think if we're going to do this, we just as well have them come back and ask for an FTE later if they want to do it.
You mean DCI?
No, I mean this would be in section. This is in DCI, yeah. So we do have to do that. And then, so Mr. Chairman, on the other one, I would not want to see all of the, if we want to transfer one position, then the property for that one position might go, but not the rest of it. So if they ever have the opportunity to come back before us, that they
won't. So, Don,
we
could add the transfer of property along with the transfer. We needed to couch that only the property associated with that one position transfers. So he goes over there with his guns loaded. So concept-wise, I think, is that sufficient for LSO to work and go? And so Senator Driscoll and Representative Somers, I'd like you guys to follow up on this, and hopefully this afternoon we'll be able to have a working draft that we can at least have and work over on the weekend for this update. Does that sound all right? Sound good with you, Chairman?
Yeah.
All right.
Don, is it possible to get that done by this afternoon? Tamara?
LSO will prioritize this and see what we can do.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody have a preference on the next bill? Let's do the energy science stipends fellowships, because that's part of the AML, and I think that's just basically a quick cleanup. Oh, and for the audience members, this is whether or not this committee is going to sponsor these bills. So we don't go through the regular process of committee hearings and all that. That will be done after these bills, after the committee's agreed to already sponsor it. Then it'll go into the regular process, and the speaker or the Senate president will then assign it out to committees. So that's why I'm not asking for public input or anything like that. You're seeing the formation of a bill, which is usually not open to the public, and so you're seeing the getting to see the drippings from the great minds of the legislature. Okay, let's try energy science stipends and fellowships. This is a relatively simple bill. Does anybody want to move it?
Move the bill.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion on the bill? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman, for sponsorship, it requires a roll call vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Roll call.
Representative Burkhart.
Aye.
Representative Larson.
Aye.
Representative Schwartz.
Aye.
Representative Somers.
Aye.
Representative Walters.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Senator Dockstetter?
Aye.
Senator Driscoll?
Excuse.
Senator Hastert?
Aye.
Senator Landon?
Aye.
Co-Chairman Nicholas?
Aye.
Chairman Burns?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the legislation will be sponsored House bill or Senate file?
I'll make it a Senate file if you don't care.
That's fine.
Okay. We'll make that a Senate file. Okay, next one is driver's license fees.
Good time.
And the bill is relatively self-explanatory. Don, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Mr. Chairman, this is similar to legislation that was drafted in 2013. It does provide for an increase on page 4, an increase by the commission annually of the lesser of 5% or the WCLI Wyoming Cost of Living Index. It also specifies that those adjustments shall be rounded to the nearest whole dollar, and adjustments must be of at least $1.
So I'd move the bill.
Second. Moved, seconded. Discussion. Representative Larson.
So, Mr. Chairman, in some of the agencies, when they do these fee increases and whatnot, and I'm just not sure it applies with YDOT, they have to do some public comment. We've given them authority to raise these fees on an annual basis. Do they have to go through a public comment period on those fee changes as well?
Mr. Panos, can you address that? Or just give the answer to Don?
No, but that's the way fishy game is, too. They still have to go through in the rules and regs.
No, I don't, Mr. Chairman. I don't know off the top of my head. I can go back and look at that. Under this scenario, we haven't raised the registration fees in so long, since 1975, so I'd have to go back and look.
Don, the question was raised that when they, with the giving them the authority to raise the fees, as inflation dictates, do they have to have any sort of public hearing in order to do that, or public process? I think that'd be within the rules of DOT.
Mr. Chairman, 1975 seems like yesterday.
Yes,
we should remember this. But.
I had less stomach and more hair.
So I've got a motion on this that will eliminate the need to answer that.
Oh, okay.
I would like to amend this bill and take out subsection G on page 4, which is the
authority,
the inflation authority. And my thinking is this, if I can get a second on the motion.
Second.
We're going to have an uphill battle getting this bill to pass both houses because it's going to be perceived as a tax increase of some sort. And this is a component to it where we give away what this legislature has always kind of held dear is to set these levels. We're going to have the same issue with the game and fish licenses. And so I would suggest that this could be a killer to the bill. And because of that, if we just raise the fees and get the money that we want to go to get to where we want to go, and there's a need for a fee increase in the future, that we can come back and do it. So I would move that we strike this language, and then it also simplifies the remainder of the bill in terms of as adjusted by the commission in accordance with subsection G in order to, I think, help us preserve and send the bill through both houses. So that would be my motion.
And obviates the need for questions that confuse DOT.
That's right. Yeah.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? This is on the motion. Yes, Don.
Mr. Chairman, I'm interpreting the motion to make all the conforming adjustments.
Yes. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Okay, G is gone, and any conforming amendments will be put in there. We're back on the bill. Any further discussion on the bill?
Question
being called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, we have to have a roll call. I'm sorry.
Representative Burkhardt.
Aye.
Representative Larson.
Aye.
Representative Schwartz.
Aye.
Representative Summers.
Aye.
Representative Walters.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Representative Dockstetter.
Aye.
Senator Driscoll.
Excused.
Senator Hastert.
Aye.
Senator Landon.
Aye.
Co-Chairman Nicholas.
Aye.
Chairman Burns.
Aye.
And, Mr. Chairman, House bill?
Has to be. It's a revenue-raising bill.
Yeah, and these two bills ought to tag team together. And
which two?
That and the motor vehicle license fee. So, and it has to. So both of those will be on the House side.
Help me out. One hasn't been raised in 20 years, and the other hasn't been raised in 40, but which is which?
The registration fee.
And the driver's license fees have not been raised since 1992.
Okay. So one's 22, 23 years, and the other's 40 years. 42 years.
93. Mr. Chairman, I'd move the bill.
Second.
This is
Which bill? Oh, the registration fees?
Registration fees.
It's been moved and seconded. We're on the motor vehicles registration fees bill.
And, Mr. Chairman, I would make the same amendment to this bill.
Second.
In other words, we're taking out the CPI.
On page 10.
Yeah, and conforming.
And conforming amendments. That's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion passes. We're back on the bill. Any further discussion on the bill? Don, please.
Question
being called. Don, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman, the roll call vote is on 17-LSO-0609 for sponsorship. Representative Burkhardt.
Aye.
Representative Larson.
Aye.
Representative Schwartz.
Aye.
Representative Summers.
Aye.
Representative Walters.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Senator Dockstetter.
Aye.
Senator Driscoll.
Excuse.
Senator Hastert.
Aye.
Senator Landon.
Aye.
Co-Chairman Nicholas.
Aye.
Chairman Burns.
Aye.
Pursuant to your prior direction, this will be a House bill.
Yes. And the next bill, game and fish fees, that also has to be a House bill. And before we start that, I saw John Kennedy. Is he still here? John, how long has it been? No, you don't need to come up here. How long has it been since the license fees were raised?
2008.
So we're talking 8 years. Eight or 9 years. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just for the committee's background for clarification, this legislation was not written with the inflation escalator in it.
Mr. Chairman, can I just speak on the bill before we start?
I'm going to move the bill.
Okay.
Move the bill.
Second.
Moved and seconded.
Okay.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. unlike the other bills in YDOT that we just talked about, I think there's a lot more motion around individual license fees, and I think if we bring a bill that just does individual license fees, we're going to have amendments to every one of those to set it however everybody feels is best. I would rather see us cap their authority at, I think we all got a handout. I think it had some yellow numbers on it and some pink lines. And basically, they said that based on the licenses that they would perceive that they would increase, that it would take an 11.5% increase. I would rather have us cap that the total amount of revenue generated from their increases be capped at 11.5% of current fees and licenses rather than delve into every specific license. So I guess what I'm asking is maybe for the body, for the committee to consider if we redraft, take another look at that. I just don't think we want to argue every game and fish license. I think that's better argued in a commission than here. We just cap to ensure it doesn't go over a certain amount.
My question is if we can do that or not. Wouldn't the bill have to specifically state, because the fees.
Mr. Chairman? Tamara?
Yes.
Yes, I believe that each reference needs to be either stricken or increased if you want to amend each reference.
So it has to be by license with a dollar amount?
Because these references, Mr. Chairman, are in statute, yes, you would need to change the each and every reference somehow. You can't have the law, the statute specifying one fee and rules promulgated to specify something different.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would respectfully disagree with that. I think we can put a provision in that, similar to the livestock, that says that in addition to the fees listed, the annual fees, the Game and Fish has the authority to increase the listed amount by 11.5%. And then we don't have to go into each one of them. And so as long as we specify and clarify that these are set fees that can be raised by the Game and Fish, I think we can do it. And at least I'd like to get a draft and then maybe run that up the flagpole with a little bit more homework on it. But I'm not – I think we can.
Mr. Chairman.
I think we can try, maybe put it that way.
Yes, I think that if you are adding that provision in statute and it's clear that that authority is tied in statute, not yeah. just in rule, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So and what we're trying to do is – and we were talked about this last night and we talked about it this morning. When someone gets this bill and it lands in their lap and they're a deer hunter, they're going to flip it open and say, I'm going from – $25 to $32. I move to amend that to $28. And then the antelope license, and then that license. And then they're going to say, well, let's make the out-of-state folks pay more. And so let's raise that one to $350. And I don't want to get in that fight if we can avoid it. So by doing one section that says we can raise these fees, and it doesn't have to be all of them, up to 11.5%, then the Game and Fish by rule, and they can go into rule and regs and raise it. And at a cap at 11.5%. And so that prevents the free-for-all that can happen on the floor.
Tamara, are you in agreement with him?
Mr. Chairman, I'll have to look at this further and consult with the attorney that drafted it, but I think we can get a draft of that.
All right. So in that case, we want to who made the motion on the bill?
I made the motion on the bill.
Would you move to table it? We can deal with it this afternoon.
Sure. Yeah.
Would it be ready this afternoon?
Mr. Chairman, we'll try.
And while we're discussing limits and so forth, John, again, isn't there a ratio limit between the out-of-state licenses and the in-state licenses? So we can raise that ratio as much as we want.
I can answer that. I think there's a prior Supreme Court case, and there are cases from other jurisdictions that say you can have a disproportionate share, and if there's a rational basis for it, and it's been tested in other states, and what LSO has told us in the past that 1 to 20 is a safe place to go. If we start escalating that more, then we may run into trouble. We don't know. But that's basically a safe place, and that's where we've been in the past, and that's been the highest one. And by what we're doing here, we're not changing that escalation.
The idea of people on the floor, even with this bill and concept, somebody might still turn around.
And try.
Yeah.
And that we'll just have to beat that down on the floor and – we've got folks in there that can do that. So.
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So just say I think I get what you're saying. I think I'm comfortable with it. But then after the fact, are we going to have to go back and do the statutes to conform to the fees they changed? No?
No. Absolutely. That's the whole point. Is
I know. I just – because they're written in statute that – okay. And if I may – it doesn't have to be rational. It can just be rational speculation, which I take to be even looser.
No, it's the idea. It's a constitutional issue on whether or not you can charge out-of-staters more than you can charge in-staters.
No, I'm just taking from the document they gave us.
The situation we have here is we've got one attorney with one opinion. Another attorney is not quite sure of that opinion. She's going to check with other attorneys. So in the private sector, attorneys would be making a lot of money off this. Yeah. So we're going to lay this bill back till this afternoon to see what we can do. I agree. Actually, Mr. Co-Chair, I really hope you're right on that, because that would make the passage of this bill, I think, a whole lot easier. I think you're exactly right. And I think that's it for the bills.
Anything
is it
else,
not?
Huh?
All right.
Do you want to go to CapCon?
Let's go to CapCon.
You want to start with community colleges?
We'll start wherever Don's easier.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, in the back of Volume 3, the last tab, is the CapCon. The first unit in this case is...
Hold on one second. Please. What page are we on, Don? Which section? Okay, I'm done.
Page 9. The LCCC Physical Education Building Renovation. Mr. Chairman, this is a request for $7.3 million of local funds coded in our system as private funds. That doesn't mean they are necessarily private. They could be a local bond issue. And the governor has recommended approval.
So it's authorizing them to spend their own money. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration is Unit 8101, page 13. The governor's rec is to deny the request. This is for a health science building remodel and expansion at Northern Wyoming Community College District. This would include $6.191 million in general funds and $4.99 million in other funds.
Dubs right.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? This is Sheridan College, right? I may have a different opinion than the rest of you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify, the Gov's rec is the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. No. The motion fails. The money will be forwarded to Sheridan. No. The motion passes. Governor's rec is affirmed.
Mr. Chairman, the next unit for your consideration appears on page 17, unit 8201. The Agriculture Technology Education Center at Eastern Wyoming College. This is a request for $3.199 million in local funds, or coded in our system as private resources, no general funds. The governor's rec is to support it.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the last unit in this capital construction section is Unit 8301. It's the Fine and Performing Arts Building at LCCC. The request is for $200,000 in general fund. The governor denied the request.
So, before we go on, we've got President Schaefer here. Is this the one that you were intending to remodel, or is it the – yeah. So Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion to amend this, and if the college has the ability to fund this on their own dollars, to allow them to do that. And for an explanation, President Schaefer, if you can bring us up to speed.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Joe Schaefer, I'm the president of Laramie County Community College. This is a project that we've been working on for probably two decades. Our fine and performing arts space is probably the most dilapidated space on campus, and we simply have to start doing some work with it. We had hoped to move to a new building for this project, realized with the current fiscal environment and some of the other challenges, a more prudent approach is going to be to a remodel and an expansion with only the space that we don't currently have on campus. What's most important to us at this point is moving it on. We've done a comprehensive prospectus, have completed the level one, and really want to move into level two. And so the $200,000 request is level two planning for that change, that remodel. And certainly if we're able to find the finances locally, if we have the authority to move forward, working with the construction group to actually do the level two planning, I think that would certainly satisfy our interest to keep the project moving forward.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I would have a question, if I may, Mr. Chairman. And that would be, if we do grant this authority, then would we be seeing this in another budget later that you would want authority out of general fund dollars to do the actual work? Or do you anticipate being able to fund this all internally going forward in some manner?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Summers, I certainly would defer to Director McComey if he has specifics of that. But our intent would then be after level two to move it through the community college CapCon prioritization process onto the construction group and then forward, likely seeking proportionate funding from the state and then half the funds from local or other sources.
And so, and the answer to that is it just goes back into the framework. And if there's money, if we have good years, then we do these projects and whatever's on the priority list and how they, wherever they fall. So
have you made a motion?
Yeah, the motion was to allow non-general fund dollars to proceed with the level two study, $200,000 on this request.
Don, what is that technically? We have a motion for the Gov's rec, which is to deny the general funds, and then an amendment to allow other funds to be spent. So is that two different motions? Should it be treated as an amendment to the Gov's rec?
Mr. Chairman, I would treat it as an amendment to the governor's rec to authorize up to $200,000 in other funds.
Correct.
All right. You've heard that? Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion passes. Now we're back on the original motion with the Gov's rec to deny the $200,000 in general funds. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion passes. Wait a minute.
Don,
I just happened to see this other sheet with some information. Yes, please. I would entertain a motion so we can discuss this.
So
moved and seconded. Mr. Co-Chair, would you chair for a moment?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, this has to do with Central Wyoming College and Northern Wyoming Community College District, basically Sheridan College, and it is both schools are scheduled on the AML list to be getting their money at a later date. In the case at least of Sheridan College, and I think to an extent Central Wyoming College, they've already raised their funds for their private half, and this motion is to do exactly what we did with just now with LCCC, authorize them to spend their own money on the project to go ahead. It also authorizes them to be able to use any other funds going into what the AML funds would be that could be reimbursed once the AML funds arrive. So they've got the AML funds are $6.5 million. They've already raised $6.5 million. This authorizes them to spend that $6.5 million. Plus, if they can get a bridge loan until the AML funds come, then they can continue on construction.
And so, just for clarification, these are funds that were approved and are in the tranche two, these two projects, correct?
Yes.
And so they've already been approved by the legislature.
Yes.
And they're in the queue, if you will. And so what this is saying is that those total amounts that have been are lined up for private fund matching funds, they can begin to spend those funds now.
The funds that they've raised privately.
Right. Is there a second? You make the motion to do it, right?
Yes.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Further discussion on the amendment?
One quick point. Consistent with our other motions, this one we happened to type up, but we would ask for some leeway to improve this and ensure that they can proceed as quickly as possible.
Please do. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll entertain a motion to close the section.
Move to close.
All those in favor. Okay, go ahead.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Next. What's next?
Where are we going from here, Don?
Mr. Chairman, I believe you're moving to round robin.
I don't know if we want to.
We've done the AML?
That was the energy stipends.
Okay. So the only thing we have left is round robin.
So I don't want to do that now.
No, I would rather do that upon adjournment. So actually, the Senate convenes at 9:30. So I would entertain a motion to recess until the lunch recess.
Anything else that we need to cover, Don, between now and then?
Mr. Chairman, we have a number of updates. I'd be happy to run through them real quick, just so individuals remember this on their list for the round robin, uh-huh. or not.
No, please do.
The committee elected to skip over the 9 requested positions for the state treasurer's office and that change of funding, bringing the investments in-house. If you wanted to address that in round robin, Senator Driscoll asked to consider a footnote that any vacancy of an ag inspector shall not be refilled during the period beginning March 1st and ending June 30th, 2018. Representative Summers, just to recall, in the Agriculture Department, I think you had an interest in providing for a match of other funds in the amount of $306,217 or some other amount relative to the Predator Management Control Program. All members inquired about Agency 20, the Department of Environmental Quality. They have responded with a handout yesterday on the uses of Series 240 and 242. That may have been Representative Burkhart's inquiry. It was just something you wanted to highlight for the round robin. Representative Summers in the Livestock Board, Agency 051, the original motion for brand inspectors was to reduce the general fund by $500,000. That was adopted. Within their 20% fee increase, they report that they could only raise $460,000 in fiscal year 18. However, I do understand that the Representative Summers' motion on that bill changes that somewhat. There is interest by the committee potentially in a separate bill on Agency 206, options for the reduction of school foundation programs. A global footnote or Section 300 that any position reduced by the legislature shall not require a B-11 to address internal transfers by the governor, basically I won't call it super flex, but a streamlined approach to refilling vacancies that have been taken from him if he needs to move personnel from, say, one division to another. And then tips, in particular, a tip for the Common School Permanent Land Fund, Permanent Wyoming Mineral Trust Fund, reserve accounts. Those two could be addressed in House Bill 55, the spending policy, if you so choose. And then potentially a deposit into the school foundation program from the permanent land fund holding account. Right now that occurs at the end of the biennium and would be in excess of $500 million if there was interest by the committee to do that on a more regular basis. That would substantially reduce the required loan.
Are you talking about semi-annually or quarterly rather than annual?
Right. You could do an upfront deposit with the passage of this bill and something later on, or your choice. It's just $500 million is sitting in the wrong account, and it's requiring a substantial loan to be administered. That's on my list. You may have others personally.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just, Mr. Chairman, could you repeat that last one, Don? Could you repeat the last one? I wanted to hear which, I forget which, that's the permanent land holding account, is that what you said?
Correct.
PLF holding account, right?
Yes, the PLF holding account has a balance of $567 million. Under the normal transfer process, the entire balance is going to be transferred to the school foundation program, but that doesn't occur until October, really, of 2018. Because of that delay, it means the Department of Education, for instance, next year will have to take out an extraordinarily large loan because they won't have the cash to pay for that. The timing on that transfer is at the legislature's discretion, and your predecessors have made annual deposits if necessary or a one-time deposit to assist in that cash flow.
Okay.
Can I ask one other question, Mr. Chairman?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To go back to the livestock board one, Mr. Chairman and Don, so some of that was a timing issue, you know, on what was going to be available before they could make, you know, if they have a 20% annual increase, when they could conduct that increase and what we thought was the right amount. If we change in statute the 20 to 25, then all of the timelines would still allow them to get to that 500,000 easily, and we wouldn't have to worry about it, right?
Mr. Chairman, that's my understanding, if the board chose to increase it by 25%.
Right.
Anything else? Anything else? Was there – there wasn't a motion to adjourn.
I think there was.
But a motion to recess, rather. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. We will reconvene. I think it's at 1 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Are you working on some bills?
Yeah, I'm 12:30. We've got some.
So we can re-